How much longer are we going to do this? Oh, you're going to pretend that you have no idea what I'm talking about. Okay, I'll play. So, we definitely have not been flirting for weeks. At all. That is definitely not what's happening here. And so what if we're standing a little closer than is generally acceptable between strangers? We are not flirting. At all. Mm-mm. I am not flirting with you. And I definitely do not think that you are tasty, delicious, delectable. Oh no, you are definitely, definitely not my type. You're just someone I see every day when I go for lunch. And I certainly don't come here because you might happen to be here. Oh no. This is just a really convenient place for lunch. 25 minutes from my office. It means I only actually get 15 minutes to eat, but I mean, it's absolutely convenient. And I'm sure it's the same for you. Because you always take a lunch break. It's not like you're a workaholic or anything. Oh no, not you. You're just hungry. And this place does great. Something. The food here is awful. It's dire. It's diabolical. But we like that. It's convenient. And we like the food. That's why we come here every day. Complete coincidence. Right? It's just a coincidence. I mean, you don't come here to see me. And I certainly don't come here to see you. Not at all. I mean, why would I? That makes absolutely no sense. It's not like you're the highlight of my day. At all. It's not like I hate my job. It's not like I'm overworked. It's not like seeing you, flirting with you. It's not like that makes everything a little brighter. Oh no. It's the chicken sandwiches. These are definitely edible. Totally edible. And I eat them every day. I certainly don't go to the vending machine at work and get something there. Because that would be very, very pointless. I mean, why would I come all this way to this place that I don't particularly like to eat food that I really don't like? And then raid the vending machine. Every day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And that one memorable Sunday that we both were just accidentally, just so coincidentally at the same time. And then we both realized that this place isn't open on a Sunday, so we ended up going to the park. Because that is, again, so convenient for both of our offices. Mm-hmm. Yep. We are totally not flirting. And... mm-hmm. What? What? I'm not calling you out. I'm just pointing out how we're definitely not flirting. At all. I mean, you don't really want to see me every day, do you? Do you? You do? Oh. Well, that makes this awkward, doesn't it? Oh, that really is so awkward, because I'm only here for the chicken sandwiches. I mean, this microwave piece of food? With a big, heavy question mark. I'm here for this. This is all I'm here for. You, I mean, who are you? I mean, do I know you? I don't know you at all. What? Oh, you don't like the chicken sandwiches? Well, what do you like here then? Oh yeah, I'm gonna make you admit it. Darling, you're the one who pretended that you don't come here to see me. You're the one who pretended that we don't flirt. So yes, you're going to have to say it out loud. Try again. Try again. You come here for me? I am scandalized. So, should we perhaps start again? Wait, I don't know how I started this conversation. Do you know what was my first thought when I woke up this morning? I thought that today was going to be the day. What day? The day that I make a move on you. Just to be extra clear, because you might get confused because we weren't flirting. Oh, I am not letting go of that. I am not letting go of that. You know, I'm not good at flirting. I'm awful at flirting. You don't believe me, do you? Darling, I'm awkward. I am. I'm shy and awkward, and while that is kind of cute in a way, it's a nightmare when it comes to it's a nightmare when it comes to see? This is the awkwardness that I've been hiding. Asking people out is difficult when you're shy. Flirting with people is a nightmare when you're shy, because you overthink things a lot. So why did I flirt with you? Well, to be honest, I had no intention of ever seeing you again. I mean, this place... I had no intention of coming back to this restaurant. Question mark. It's awful. I didn't know it the first day. I was lost. I wasn't lost. I don't get lost. I was totally lost. And I was starving. And, you know, you can't go wrong with a chicken sandwich. I thought. So I walked in and, you were there. And you are so my type that it is ridiculous. I mean, you're so my type that I didn't even know what my type was. It was a case of, oh, that is my type. And you caught me looking at you. And I was struck by some kind of insanity lightning, and I decided to flirt. And it didn't go badly. And then I took my chicken sandwich and I walked back to the office and I realized it was horrible. And that was it. Only it wasn't, because I couldn't stop thinking about you and the chicken sandwich. So I came back. Not because I thought you would be here, but maybe because I hoped you would be here. And you were. And I flirted again. And then the next day I really wanted a chicken sandwich. And then the next day another chicken sandwich. And suddenly it was a date. And we would come every day and we would flirt. And my days got so much better. And today is the day where I decided that I was going to ask you out. Mostly because I'm sick of chicken sandwiches. I'm do you like chicken sandwiches? Would you like to have an actually edible chicken sandwich? Because I make a fantastic chicken sandwich. So I'm offering you, dinner? Oh, it was going so well. But you're still smiling, so, would you like to come over tonight for chicken sandwiches? Oh, of course, of course, don't, I was just, Oh, you're working late. Well, I could cook a late dinner, or, you know, we could, not. You would like that. On one condition. Anything? I mean, not anything, but pretty much close to anything. No chicken sandwiches. I can do that. I can totally do that. No chicken sandwiches, just you and me and edible food. Because I'm a good cook. I normally make a pat lunch and that's a bit forward. Just because I can cook doesn't mean that I want to cook for you. What would you like for lunch tomorrow? Maybe we could go to the park. I mean, and not have a picnic, totally have a picnic. With no chicken sandwiches. And it's not like I want to impress you, I'm going to impress you. Okay. So, dinner? I'll meet you at your office because you're working late and I'm not. I, definitely did not. I made sure that I wouldn't be working late tonight just in case you said yes. So I'll pick you up at your office. I know where you work. I'm not going to get lost. I have a Google Map set up. Is that creepy? It's not good. It's a bit, like I said, awkward. But we should go. And, get some actual lunch because the chicken sandwiches are so bad. How do you feel about Thai? Because there is a great hole in the wall just down the right. No one knows about that place. But you do. You're so my type. Should we go? Oh, we can just... Should we leave the sandwiches? I mean, is that rude? It's... We'll just leave them and go and get something to eat. This is going really well. You first? Oh, I insist. No, I am not going to look at your... You noticed me looking at your butt, didn't you? Fine, I'll go first so you can look at mine. What, you... Wow, you... I mean, you look at mine? I mean, of course you look at mine. And, Let's go and get some Thai food.